a beautiful day to take advantage of Arizona as Sanderson Ford Country. Absolutely a beautiful weekend, a beautiful time of year to get out there and let that Sanderson Ford breathe this beautiful fall air. And I tell you what, Ford has been grabbing the headlines for over a year now. The Mach-E came in like a roaring lion, and the new F-150s and the new Raptors and the Ranger and the Maverick. I mean, the last headline on the Maverick, just it. These cars are commanding the headlines. Every industry expert has the same thing to say. They're an incredible lineup of cars. And if you are in the market for looking for a car, you got to take a look at the number one Ford dealership in America. It's right here in Arizona. It's in Glendale. It's Sanderson Ford. It's been there over 66 years on 64 acres, treated like family every time you go and walk up and take a look. Just open a door and just smell that new car. Or they also have nice used car selection as well, all certified. You'll be treated like family. You'll never, ever feel like you're being rushed, hassled, or harried into a decision that makes you uncomfortable. Sanderson Ford, it's where the Romeros have been buying for 40 years. It's where you should be buying today and forever into the future. Sanderson Ford in Glendale, 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale at Maryland. Open Monday through Saturday, always closed on Sunday. The most award-winning Ford dealership in the entire country. Sanderson Ford.
And they do it all with 52 days less than their competitor. Never open on Sunday. And I say 52, if Easter's not on a Sunday or Christmas is not on a Sunday, they're closed those days too. So there's a reason they're number one, and when they still shut themselves short on days to be in that competition. We have our weekly to-do that we cover right here. We talked about all the things at the beginning of the hour that Rosie on the House does. Another thing we offer is our home maintenance app, rosieonthehouse.com/app. We'll get you the redirected to the HomeZada portal where you can schedule complete maintenance tasks, assign it to different people, different companies, and track all of the regular maintenance that you do on your home, and it'll have reminders if this is a reoccurring task, whether it's weekly or monthly, like your air filters that need to be changed monthly, or if it's a once every 5 years, like today, we're talking about checking for roof leaks. You know, if you have a new roof that's been under 5 years old, you shouldn't have to be up there checking for leaks, you know. And in fact, a lot of these roofing warranties come with up to 50-year warranties now. And we've got Rhonda Leneau of Lyons Roofing joining us in studio. And before we start talking, Rhonda, about roof leaks, you want to talk about the roofing industry. All industries have their share of challenges this unique time.
Yes, and roofing is one of them. I just wanted to talk about, Romy, the supply chain. And yes, it's affected us as well, particularly with tile. It's more evident in tile. A lot of homes have tile that are on there 20, 30 years already. Well, a lot of the companies back in the recession of 2007, 2008, or a few companies went out of business. So the tiles that are on those roofs have had to be completely replaced because there were no repairs or tiles to match repairs to be done. There's two types of tile roofing jobs that we could do. We could do what's called an R&R, where we utilize most of your existing tile, and maybe about 10% of the tile would need to be replaced. The other option is completely new tile. Well, in the tile R&R, that's generally...
And tile's probably 65, 70% of the rooftops out there, maybe 80%?
Oh, in Arizona, for sure. And the tile R&R is basically the way to go if you have a tile roof. You have about maybe 10, 15% of your tiles that can't be reused. What we do is take the tile off, put down new underlayment, which is actually your protection, replace the tile. And most companies had boneyards. So we had pallets and pallets of tiles in our boneyards, and we would use those tiles to match to the existing tiles when we we needed to add that 10 to 15%. Well, those tiles have been almost but depleted. And that's for our company. People I've talked to, other companies are in the same position. So therefore, when you get a tile R&R, you don't have many options to replace the tile with tile that looks like the rest of your roof. So what's unfortunately happening is people who would prefer a tile R&R are finding that they're going to have a checkerboard roof and they're having to purchase new tile roofs completely because we can't fill in all the gaps of all the tile roofs that are out there.
And then purchasing the new tile has its challenge.
That's where we were going. Purchasing tile, everybody hears about the supply chain, and the most difficult part is getting tile from the manufacturers who are having labor issues as well. Then we have transport issues with the trucking and bringing everything over. So we are experiencing significant delays in receiving the materials that we need regarding to tile.
And that's all to say, to set the expectation to the homeowner, if they've got an aged tile roof, you may not have a leak now, but at the point you get a leak, in a perfect situation 2 years ago, after rain, you know, all roofers get backed up, but you're 3-4 month log. You may be starting with a 3 month log with no rain right now, just
exactly.
Getting all of that. Waiting on everything to come in.
Yes, these winter, or I should say summer rains, really put a backlog into the industry completely. And unfortunately, the wait time is very long because of the ongoing labor issues that not only our state had, but after the pandemic, it got even worse. And the labor issues, we don't subcontract, and we hire our employees, and we want the best job on the roof at the time it's done. So in order to do that, we use our employees, and we have, as you mentioned, a 2 to 3 month backlog. And it's even worse in Tucson. So for Tucson listeners, we're you know, backlogged 4 to 5 months at least. At the least.
Wow. And at what age of a roof should somebody start considering, I need to be looking at getting an estimate. I need to be prepared for this, whether I'm going to have cash out of savings that I'm going to do this. Do I need to pull equity out of the house to do this? A lot of home improvement services offer financing now on big ticket items where that was never a thing 20 years ago. Pella has financing. I know Lyons Roofing has financing. Air conditioning through the manufacturing has finances on these big ticket items that, you know, where 20 years ago, air conditioner was $5,000 and they're $35,000 now.
I hope not that much. I would generally say a rule of thumb for any roof type is going to be about 20, 25 years. And of course, that depends on the type of roof that you had. Unfortunately, with new homes, when you have new homes, you purchase a new home, the quality of materials may not be the same as you would purchase. So a rule of thumb is 20, 25 years to start looking. Now, if you start seeing visually some areas of concern, for example, on a shingle roof, if you see some of your shingles curling up or you see granules, you know, being scattered all over your yard during a rain, tile roofs, you see some chips or some cracks, you really need to pay attention, even if it might be 10 or 15 years. So 20 years is the rule of thumb, but if you visually see something, and of course, if you have a leak, you need to call and get that inspected.
And what are some of those visual things as a homeowner? I can go out to my front curb and stand at the back of my property line and look at my roof line, and what am I looking for?
You're looking for unevenness in areas. You're looking for, if you have a shingle roof, you're looking for the ends of the shingles to be curled up a little bit, or you see maybe some separation in the layers of the shingles, or you see granules, if it rains and granules continue coming down.
Where the water puddles, where it falls off the roof, there's a different color of rocks right there you've never noticed. That's all your granules off the shingles getting washed off.
Yes, great to put in your craft box.
Repurpose.
Repurpose. With tile roofs, you want to look for cracks, tiles that have moved out of place. If you have chinking, which is the concrete inside the tile.
Which, in my opinion, is probably the prettiest
roof.
Oh,
it is.
But one I would never personally own.
I would love to have a roof.
You would do
roof.
A chink?
I would do a chink roof.
They are beautiful, but when it comes to like the maintenance of, you know, down the road and walking on them, I'm like, I don't know that I could ever. You know, if I did, it would be like an accent over a patio.
An eyebrow coming out over your windows.
Exactly.
Yeah, because the chinking, and if you have chinking, what you want to look for is cracks in the concrete, or the chinking might be separating from underneath the tile completely. Those are areas of concern, and that's going to potentially lead to a leak. So you need to call somebody.
And inside is pretty obvious. If you see brown spots on your ceiling, I mean, that's...
Absolutely. If you're leaking...
There's nothing else that could be. I mean, it could be an air conditioning condensate leaking, but it's definitely water.
Oh, we just had a situation where the roof was... the ceiling showed areas of brown, like you said, and there were pipes in the wall that had a pinhole, I guess plumbing pipes, had a pinhole, and it was a two-story home, and where the pinhole was between the first and second story, so the first story was showing ceiling, areas that were compromised, but it was a pipe. It wasn't the roof. So you have to watch out. You have to know that, you know, water's going to find the easiest way and the fastest way to get to wherever it wants to go. And it might not always be the roof.
Oh, hang on, Rosie, your mic's not on.
Okay. In Arizona. We've got the two different rains, and in my experience taking calls from homeowners, I'll find much different leak problems in the long, slow, soaking January, February, March rains, much different than that driving monsoon rain. You're really looking at two different problems.
That's a really good point, the difference in the rains. And yes, we had all that driving rain that was this past monsoon season, which we were fortunate for.
Amen.
But I think they're saying it's going to be a warmer and drier winter.
You know,
we'll see.
I don't know. I've got a stack of articles on that that's actually says we may be in for a huge wet winter.
Oh,
who knows?
I'll be excited for that.
Yeah, every roofer's answer to prayer. But I've got a texter that wants to know, okay, so I've got the tile roof and I can't get the tiles. Can I just put a shingle roof on it?
You can't put a shingle roof over your tile, but you can switch to shingles from tile.
Right, yeah, take all the...
Yeah, take the tile off and switch to shingles.
You might want to check with your HOA.
That's a good point.
That was my catch on that one, too.
That might be the killer right there. Now, when you're doing a remove and replace, Rhonda, what underlayment are y'all generally considering as the base that should be considered?
And I'll let her answer that after this. We can do a lot of things here at Rosie on the House, but we can't stop the clock.